Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Dustin the Wind.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am living the dream.
You really are so amazing. I love you.
I love you too.
You got here so early.
Always.
More professional than the professionals that do this, just
well,
so you know.
I think I want it more, you know?
I know. You yeah. really do.
It's okay.
I swear to God, in like 5 years, you're going to be the next Ryan Seacrest.
I wouldn't go that far.
I will. I will put my money
on it.
You
tried to high-five a blind guy one time. I don't want that, right? Mm-mm.
Well, you'd have a little bit more class.
Okay.
Come on. You know. You know what you're doing. You're woke.
Yes. The
obviously woke.
The woke hour, yeah.
I'm proud that you got here before I did. I was slightly late.
Not too bad.
Right.
A couple minutes.
Here's the thing. The only time I'm late, it's not because I've overslept, because I haven't.
Okay.
It's not because I'm dragging my feet. It's because I looked in the mirror and I had to pluck a couple of hairs on my face.
Happens to all of us.
It's not supposed to happen to women. It's not supposed to happen to women. It's not supposed to. Come on, we get everything and then I also have this to deal with?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to come in here and have this long, like, black hair hanging out from over my
just
lips.
Smacking the mic.
Scare you. Yeah. And then they're a pain in the butt to pluck, too. You got to, like, find them and, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work. See, I just let mine go. Just, I have the beard.
You do.
You could just do that.
Dust in the Wind.
Yes.
I mean, I know that if radio doesn't work, I could join the circus and be the bearded lady, but I'm not trying to be that right now.
I watched Dumbo. It looks like one hell of a life.
Oh, my God. No, there was an MTV True Life about women that were proud of their beards. And I was like, damn, I wish I could be. I wish I could be because you would just. It's just
that confidence.
Yeah.
Just overpowering.
I remember when I started, the sales team downstairs did an interview and asked me all these things that I was interested in because of endorsements. You know,
mm-hmm.
You say that you love something because you do love something. And that's a perk of being a radio host. And I remember I mentioned I would like laser hair removal.
Hey, I've heard of that on this station.
Right.
Quite a few times.
Right. So my friend that works downstairs when they were having a sales meeting without me presenting all this information to the sales team sent me a picture of the fact that at the very top, there was the room full of about 50 people. And it's like Jordan Silver, new morning host, these things about her at the very top in giant bold writing. It said basically like Harry Bohemoth wants a laser hair removal.
Sasquatch needs hair removal.
Yeah. God, this is my life. This is my life.
You felt bullied and attacked day one.
I know. No wonder it's been a little hard. It's been a little hard for me. But you have a little beard.
Right.
Do you ever let it get longer than that?
November. The good old no-shave November.
No-shave November. Okay.
It bothers me.
Does it?
Yes. So I have OCD with a lot of things.
Yeah.
My beard is one of them.
I would be, yeah.
It bothers me.
No shave, but can you trim?
And that's what I do, yeah.
Okay.
Because it gets, you know, some spots get longer than others, and mm-hmm. It just looks bad.
Do you have to do it every day? Like,
I should.
Mm-hmm.
That's the blanket answer, but I don't,
okay.
No.
How often do you trim your beard?
Oh, probably every couple days.
Okay.
Because it's just bad. And there's this bald spot over here. I know they can't see it, but it's bad.
Oh, I see that. That's fine. That's,
oh, yeah. You trim it so that it doesn't show.
Oh, I was going to say that's where like an angel kissed you or something like that. Just to say that.
Mm.
An angel obviously kissed you there and you don't grow hair there.
I don't think that works.
Dustin, do you ever get food or like gross stuff
get
in
food?
Your beard?
Oh.
In your beard?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Do you ever let it go for like a while?
So Guinness, you know, when they get the nice top,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll drink that and get the mustache and I just rock it for a while.
I would too, because then, well, you don't want to have to wipe your mouth every single time.
Exactly.
Or totally down a Guinness, which seems like physically impossible. That's a very thick beer.
Oh, it's my favorite beer. So
is it?
Yeah. So Irish Car Bombs, mm-hmm. That's my go-to.
Oh God. I just got sick thinking about
that's not that. Just a St. Patty's Day thing for me. That's
an everyday thing.
That's an everyday
that's
thing.
How you celebrate. You go home and hang out with your dad, and you're just like, all right, a shot of this. Let's go, Dad.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're going to be perfect in radio. You're going to be absolutely perfect. So I actually read a study this morning, and it was trying to figure out who has a dirtier beard, basically. Gentlemen or dogs? Dogs, you know, like the hair that they have on their neck and their face. Which is dirtier?
My money is 80% on men.
You'll find out right after this.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh, we're an air band.
Oh, yeah.
I was just air guitaring. You were air drumming.
We killed that.
Yeah. And I was singing in my head.
It's time to go on tour.
Yeah. Can we open for Billie Eilish, please?
That'd be a tough sell.
Dustin and Jordan, the air band, opening for Billie Eilish. Well, we could just show up and be like, we are the openers.
They'd believe it. Mm. You work here, so they have to listen to you.
Mm. Let's try it. You want to? Let's do it.
I'm down.
Okay. Because that'd be a great audience to have be our first show.
That's a big audience for our first show. Right.
Silverstein Eyes Center.
There you go.
Or is it Eyes Center?
I think it's just Eye Center.
I know. It's confusing. I just remember Jeremy yelling at me about it because I said it wrong. So, do you rock a beard in the summer?
Yes.
Doesn't it get hot?
Yes.
And itchy?
Yes.
The smell?
Well, it doesn't get itchy. So the itchiness comes from when you shave it.
Okay.
And then you regrow it.
Okay.
That first part gets itchy.
Okay.
Which happens every October.
Okay.
Oh, October 31st.
Uh-huh.
It gets shaved.
Valentine's Day for ghosts.
Valentine's Day.
For ghosts.
Yes.
Halloween?
Yes.
Halloween, you shave your beard. Okay.
You got to start fresh for No Shave November.
Okay. That makes sense. That
makes sense. If I didn't, it would be a mess.
You would look like you're in ZZ Top?
Yes.
I kind of would love that.
I think the lead singer, that's name's Dusty. So that works. There you go.
It really does.
Yep.
Then you'd have to get dust in your beard.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So there was a study done in Switzerland that found that, well, they compared the germs in a gentleman's beard versus the hair on a dog's beard / face / chest. Way grosser than the men's beards.
That doesn't surprise me. And honestly, I don't give my dogs baths as often as I should.
Okay.
And I still think they are cleaner than my beard sometimes.
Okay. Okay. Do you wash your beard with a soap when you're in the shower?
Okay, I used to use special beard shampoo and beard conditioner, and that was way too expensive. So I just used the good old Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, why not?
And you just carry it all the way down.
So you can't get dandruff in your beard.
Right.
See, this study kind of reminds me of the one that, what did they say? Statistically, your toilet is cleaner than your smartphone?
Yes.
Ew! That's so nasty.
As you touch your phone?
I know. I never wash it, but it doesn't look dirty.
Oh, it's like when you're sitting in the car and it's all the sun's coming in and then you get it just that right angle and you see all the stuff that's covering it.
That's usually when I can see the loose hair from my beard that's just floating that's around.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I like when you're sarcastic.
Me?
Dustin. Yeah.
It doesn't stop, so I'm glad you like it. Most people don't.
Off mic, I was like, remind me to tell you about the Linkin Park thing, and you were like...
Thing, yeah, that's real specific. I love how vague you are with most things.
Yeah.
Things.
I have to tell you about the Linkin Park thing, off air, though, of course. I can't be sarcastic. I would like to.
Oh, it's hard. So for me, being a teacher, there's that grade. It's about... third, fourth grade, when they start to understand sarcasm. Anything prior to that, I say the sarcastic joke, they take it serious and they get upset.
Oh, no.
Yeah, fifth grade, they give it right back. Sixth grade, middle school, then you're in trouble because they're mean.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They fully grasp sarcasm and you just nod. Okay.
I see, sarcasm is based off of, I forgot what it was. It's like... sadness of sorts. When I took a stand-up class, they explained it.
Like a defense mechanism?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the way that you look at the world.
I'm really good at it, so that's kind of sad.
Well, but I'm also not good at confrontation, and it's not because I am afraid of it. It's because I go from 0 to 9,000.
I think we both do. It's bad.
Like, Laszlo will be telling me something that he doesn't like on the show, and I'll just be like, hey, you know that break that you did over there? Blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, oh, my God, Sam! Oh,
yeah,
my God, Sam!
Pretty much.
That's where I go.
0 to 100, and people are really scared of it, and then they embrace it because they think it's funny, and
right.
They're like, oh, that's so funny. Huh? You're so funny when you do that. And you're like, yeah, funny.
And
funny is what I was going for.
A torch on their front lawn, and you're like, I told you! Da-da! But that... I don't know. It's so weird. I'm a Gemini. What are you?
Taurus.
Oh, that's right. That's why we get along. So that's my favorite sign to work with.
I am not good with the whole sign thing. I hate to say that.
I'm a Gemini, so that means two personalities. There's like the nice one, and then there's like the
one that'll burn your house down.
Right.
Okay.
The like kind of serial killer.
See, people tell me that Tauruses are stubborn.
Yes.
I don't get that.
No, I don't. Well, but deep down inside.
Oh, I'm sure if it came to ends, I would, ooh.
Right.
But, you know, typically, whatever. Go with the flow kind of thing.
So, like, I could watch some 16-hour documentary on the Dust Bowl, or I could watch every single serial killer documentary that there possibly is. Do you like serial killer
documentaries?
Yeah.
So, all of them?
Those
and the missing children ones fascinate me.
Why?
Because, okay, the missing children ones fascinate me because they're some really, really outrageous things that happen, and you go, how... Why?
Did you watch the Madeleine McCain one on Netflix?
Is that the one where she just got left in the hotel room?
Yes. Technically, yes.
Yeah.
But I was very underwhelmed with that one.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's like they built this whole documentary around something that they didn't get any more information for.
Right.
You're like, I'm watching this. Give me some more information.
Right. You
like
think that they made like some sort of discovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I've been watching this for 16 hours.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new.
But with serial killers... It's sad because we already know how it ends.
That's true. You know, you do kind of have a Ted Bundy thing.
Oh, man. I appreciate that.
Have you put that on your dating profile or anything? I could see a Ted Bundy.
On my Tinder? No.
Oh, Tinder.
I don't have one anymore.
Oh.
It was... Whew.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, it escalated quickly. I had like 100 and some odd matches within like 2 weeks.
See, I told you.
Was active.
Was it when the Ted Bundy documentary was on? Because you're a handsome guy.
Do people look for that?
Yeah, there was a whole thing where Netflix had to tell women to stop being such thirsty ladies, and some gentlemen as well, stop being so thirsty for these serial killers. They're like murderers.
No, I don't think that's why. So my original Tinder had, I might look like Travis Kelce's brother, but I'm not him.
Okay.
Back then I had the red beard kind of thing, because mm-hmm. of summer, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. But what the problem was is every time someone would match with me, my initial go-to pickup
mm-hmm.
line
mm-hmm.
was cutie got a booty with a question mark. And it worked, Jordan. That's why I gave up on Tinder.
Are you kidding me?
Finding relationships if that works. I was doing it as a gag the first couple times. And then it just took off, and it just never not worked. It worked every time.
I do horrible on dating apps, and I right in the writing part of it, I would put something like, I'm the one that wants to be taken home to mom and never get
gross.
A swipe. But you're like talking about booties. And
it works.
It does?
Oh, for young people, I don't know. I guess girls.
Wait, so what was that again? What was
cutie?
Cutie?
Got? A booty.
That's it. That's all you wrote.
With a question mark on
That's
the end.
That's all you wrote.
With a question mark on the end because girls, there was either the, wouldn't you like to know? That's the response you get sometimes. And then you have to, you know, carry that on into, you know, let's find out. Or it's just an instant Snapchat. This is my Snapchat, which we all know where that's leading.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's to
things.
Yes. To waiting for marriage, obviously.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Where did you come up with cutie got a booty?
Sarcasm.
That's all you have to say. No wonder I did so horrible in these dating apps.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
It's been a minute for me for a lot of things. Is it swipe right for like?
Right is yes.
Okay.
Left is no.
Uh-huh.
Straight up is super like. Now, they might have added stuff. I had it a year ago.
Okay.
I think you can add music to your thing now.
What?
Which is pretty sweet. But yeah.
What do you need music for on your dating profile?
So people know what kind of music you're into.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because I am not compatible
actually.
With someone who listens to screamo music. Now, I'm not knocking it. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we would enjoy a road trip.
What about a female that possibly has a good amount of Taylor Swift on her phone.
That's okay.
Would you swipe right or left?
I'm shallow. I gotta know like how she looks. I can't just base it off of her bio.
All right, hold on a second. Wait. Well, maybe she looks like. Hold on. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What if maybe she looks like this?
Oh yes.
No, you wouldn't. You would
super like.
You would swipe left on me so fast. Which is weird because we're going on our second date coming up at 7:20.
I'm so excited.
I accepted your invitation. Actually, I asked you.
I know. That's never happened to me.
I Sadie Hawkins'd you. Yeah. I did the reverse.
Never happened to me.
Wow. Wow.
This is a first for me.
I am the first to ask you on a second date. What do you do on a second date?
Google what to do on a second date.
Okay.
Coffee shop's a good one.
Really?
Yeah, you don't do movies. I learned that.
Because?
You don't talk to each other, so you don't get to know each other.
That's true. Some people don't want that, and I feel like that's the people that are on Tinder.
Tinder dates.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So where would be a good second date? Like coffee shop? Is a coffee shop a night date? Nighttime date?
No, more daytime. Okay. Afternoon.
Could you do a second date during the daytime?
I have. With my schedule, I just fit it in whenever I can. If I go on a date, because typically I just don't.
Why don't you date?
Because I'll get on the Tinder, you know, and it's kind of like...
The Tinder.
Yep.
You get on the Tinder.
It's like the YouTube. Yeah.
Yep.
So you get this whole conversation going. You're getting to know each other.
Which starts out with Cutie Got a Booty,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, and it turns into a conversation. And you get to the end of it. I'm telling you, you got to... Well, now you're good now. So you don't need the date.
Well, no, I also think that that your pictures are important, too. And again, you are a handsome gentleman, so...
Thank you.
I would be worried, though, if that was the first thing that I got. Yes.
Dogs. Have a dog in the picture. Okay. Have your mom in a picture.
What?
Yeah. People love a mama's boy.
To show that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Family's important. Family first.
Wow.
Put that hashtag in your bio.
Family first. Are you every gentleman here that is single? I hope that you're writing this down.
Take notes. It'll be on a podcast.
Exactly. So, wait. Why don't you go on dates, though?
Because I get this whole conversation going, and then my anxiety and insecurities like flare up, and I'm like, no.
What?
Yeah. I went on a coffee date last week. We're good. What? I don't like coffee, though, so that's a problem.
So what do you do then?
I just point at the menu.
Uh-huh.
You get whatever the seasonal thing is.
Okay.
It was some cloud latte. Someone will text in and let me know what it is.
But that doesn't sound...
It had espresso in it, and especially for someone who doesn't like coffee, when it just tastes... White coffee.
Right. Say the name of that again that the shot of blank that was in your...
Espresso?
Thank you for crying out loud. The people that put an X in that.
Espresso?
Espresso. Espresso.
Espresso.
I swear, listen for it. I'm sure baristas will text in right now and be like, every 5 minutes...
Everyone says espresso.
It's not espresso. Well, okay.
Yeah, I just point at the screen and then they or whatever it is, and they go... You want that in a grande, and that's the size they recommend. I go, yes.
Are you always taking these dates to Starbucks?
No.
Well, that's a Starbucks thing.
That is, but that's what they pick. I let them pick.
Oh, okay.
They pick.
Okay.
I suggest what we should do, and I let them pick where we can go.
Who pays?
I do.
What a gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
What a gentleman.
Yeah. And it was nice, you know? It wasn't bad coffee for someone who doesn't like coffee. I prefer drinking, but that's just me. It's also, what time is it? 7:45 in the morning?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's 6:45. I'm sorry, man. It's a long life. You got a long, long 2 hours ahead of you.
Yeah, it's, but it's never too early to start.
To start drinking. I know. Well, that's the great things. Me and some of the girls that do morning shows around here go out at 10:30, 11 o'clock when we're done with our shows, and we'll start drinking.
And people look at you.
Yeah.
Like, I've been up since 3.
Exactly.
I'll burn your house down.
Exactly. I'll burn it down.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
You know those news stories?
I love the news.
The ones where you just listen to the audio and you're like, thank you.
Oh, yeah, because they make our job a whole lot easier.
Right. I got one of those stories coming up at 7:10. Take a listen. I censored the important part of the story.
Oh, can I fill in the blanks?
No, because then I would have to hit the dump button. But take a listen.
He better be glad I didn't have a because I would him. But this is my right here. Because I'm on fire.
She is serious. She is serious.
How old? Where? What?
I think it was like Louisiana.
Okay, yep.
I don't know if you can guess what it is that she has.
You better be glad I didn't have a because I would him.
What would she do?
Is it a female?
No. It's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's not that. But I will let you know what it is and the whole story that goes around it at 7:10.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, the new Samsung Galaxy Fold phone, it's a piece of crap. Take a listen.
2 days into testing the new Galaxy Fold, Samsung's new $1,980 phone, the inside display is no longer working. The left side's just flashing at times, and the right side, you can't use at all. Other publications are seeing the same issue. Now, originally, Samsung said during a briefing that it should last hundreds of thousands of open and close cycles, and clearly after 2 days, that is not the case.
Dustin, if you spend $2,000 on a phone and it stopped working in the first couple days...
I'd be pissed. Yeah. One. Two, you know what opens and closes and doesn't break? A book? Put down the phone, kids.
Oh, my God. Wow. Dustin, my eyes burn from that.
Yeah, I don't read, so...
So, let's keep going with the news. So, high school is a traumatic time, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
This girl is having a breakdown... And, of course, she goes into the bathroom for some privacy of her breakdown. And she starts Snapchatting herself having the breakdown. But in the middle of it, someone comes in that has a problem that's worse than her mental breakdown.
Oh.
I can't play the audio, but I can play this if you don't get it from the context clues. The reason that this is going viral is because she tweeted and then the other person tweeted. And now people have put them both together. Yeah.
So someone, she was crying.
So there's a picture of her crying. And then next to it is the person that was pooping and says, girl, there's a girl sobbing in the bathroom stall next to me. And I have to take a record breaking beep.
I don't know which is worse.
I don't know which is worse either. So you brought a news story in.
Yeah.
Right?
So if I told you there was a 49-year-old laying down in a booth at Perkins in Ohio, he threw a menu at a server, reached under his sweater when the manager approached him.
Right.
He pulled out a...
The candlestick from the game Clue.
Close. Iguana.
An iguana?
Yes.
In his pocket?
And it's underneath his sweater.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What? What? The news is weird today.
It's not in Florida, so it's in Ohio. That's when I was really surprised.
Wow. Well, I've got another odd news story. And this is one of those ones that's so good, I gotta leave it to the experts.
So I grabbed my back. I braced myself. I took that bed and hit him upside a paya. He said, oh.
This guy who's only in boxers tries breaking into this woman's car. She gets a baseball bat and whacks him with it. But the story gets better.
That's when Gainey says 5'6", 300-pound Antonio Mosley charged her. Little did he know, she was a high school softball player.
You know what that means. You know what that means.
That she was a high school softball player?
Yeah.
Don't make me say
it. All right.
He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt, or nothing.
No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Police say a canine unit tracked Mosley down inside a mobile home with new pants on and cocaine.
I told you, it just gets better and better.
Are we surprised?
No, this does sound like something someone on cocaine would do.
He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here. Because I'm going, bye-ya!
I love old people.
That's my new catchphrase.
Bye-ya!
Bye-ya!
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
It is kind of like we're dating.
Right.
Because you and I, Dust in the Wind, met online.
Right.
Which is pretty much...
One of us, I slid into your DMs.
You slid into my DM, that's right!
Yep.
And then I looked at you and I was like, okay, this guy has passion, which I like, and he's handsome. So I asked you on a date.
Yeah.
Which was Thursday, last Thursday. The 11th.
It's our week anniversary.
It is our week. Are you that guy too?
No.
Okay.
That scares people off.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've been single for so long. Hey, this is our fifth hour that we've been together. I'm going to delete your phone number. So... Yeah, you know, we're getting to know each other right now on the radio. And so this really does feel like a date.
Well, and I feel that we get to know each other off air a lot more than on air.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't know who Jordan is. So.
Aw. So you want to... Wait. I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about me?
Of course. It's a date.
Okay, well, I have to do something first because it is smart to evaluate what your situation is like before you go on a second date.
Oh, yeah, especially if the first date started with cutie got a booty.
Right, yeah. That is not what you texted me. That's not what you DM'd me, but it might as well have been. And by the way, cutie's got like five booties right here anyway, so So I'm going to evaluate, like, I found this list of five signs that you should say yes to a second date.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm going to go over these, and if I can say yes to half of them, I can say yes to four of them. You can get one.
Three.
Two. We're really lowering the bar here. If I can say yes to at least three of these,
okay,
then we should go on a second date.
Perfect.
Dust in the wind. Okay, so according to Variety magazine, signs you should say yes to a second date. Number one, during the date, they were nervous. It's a sign of passion.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, we're sitting on different sides of the table, so you couldn't see my fidgeting underneath the table.
Oh.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You were nervous. Okay, good. Check mark that one off. They show signs of respect is the second sign that you should say yes to a second date. You were very respectful.
Oh, absolutely.
You said...
You're like my idol right now.
Oh my God, stop it. You can't date your idols. Except for I want to date Taylor Swift. Number three, you feel ready to date someone seriously. Yeah, it's been 3.5 years for me, so...
Yeah, we're at that point, aren't we?
Yeah, I think I'm... That's already three, so we're good. We should definitely go on a second date, but I'm going to list off.
I want to see if I can hit them all.
Do you have a lot of stuff in common with this person?
I would say we do.
I know. Sometimes I'm worried that we are the same person.
Serial killer documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Booties.
Booties.
Radio.
Wait, are you a butt girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because, all right.
And the fourth sign that you should say yes to a second date, they are very different from the people that you've dated before. Well, I would say you tick that box as being a gentleman.
Being
a male.
Yeah. I would say you fit that for me as well, Jordan.
I'm not a male.
No.
I'm the first lesbian you've
dated. There you go.
Okay, let's go on the second date, and let's talk about it coming up in 3 minutes.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Ew, what? Somebody just slid into my DMs and said, I'd date that guy. I'm definitely a cutie with a booty.
I told you it works, Jordan.
It works. But okay, first off, back off, girl. This is my man.
Yeah.
Dust in the Wind is my man now.
I'm devoted. I'm sorry.
That's right. Right?
Right.
Okay, we're exclusive. Well, we're going on our second date.
Right, I don't know. Can we be exclusive yet?
Yeah. Well, in the lesbian world, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were also committed.
To someone that you'd never met. So.
Ah, yeah. Are you talking about Taylor Swift?
No. Yes. And.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about Mortified yesterday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Wow. Sorry. That's
but also Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Forever. This person said that he sounds super interesting and he's hot because your picture is on my Instagram story right now. But listen, lady, back off. I'm going on my second date. So you just have to listen to us have our second date.
Follow me on Instagram now.
I am.
No one with her.
Are you looking for other girls while we're on our second date?
No.
When our second date is live on the radio? You're just like every other guy. Does that work?
For you?
Okay, that's true. Okay. That's true. So.
Yeah, I'm horrible with dates and basically the dating thing in general. So I rely on the internet a lot. Kind of like our WikiHow.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not WikiHow. But these are, what are some good questions to ask on a second date?
I'm kind of the same way, too. I have to do so much research before I get into anything.
Right. I don't know what to ask.
I don't know. So, wait, what are some of the questions?
All right. You want me to just hit you with some?
Yeah. All right. Let's pretend we're on a date.
Okay.
There's a lot of these.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you as many as we can get through.
Okay.
And then on our next date, we'll just pick up where we left off.
I mean, if there is a next date, if you don't start talking to this girl, that is probably going to DM you.
Oh, I think that. Nope. That's not her. Never mind.
Oh, I have to start checking your phone.
You want my passwords?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it
just
booty?
Like my exes?
All right. So much stuff in common. So much stuff.
What three U.S. cities would you never, ever move to, even for the job offer of your dreams?
St. Louis.
Yes.
Boston.
Yes.
Portland, Oregon.
I've never been.
I lived in Seattle. You either are Seattle diehard or Portland diehard.
Mm.
And that city can just.
I'm glad I know that now.
Mm-hmm.
In case I go there, I don't want to get beat up.
Yes. No.
What combination of fixings make your perfect burrito?
Oh, God, guacamole.
Okay.
Sour cream.
Yep.
Steak.
Yep.
Cheese.
Yep.
Maybe rice.
Did you just run down the Chipotle line?
I just did. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe rice.
Maybe rice. Okay, yes, definitely rice.
Yeah. What about beans?
No, I hate beans. They give me gas. We're on a date right now. Do you want me to start sounding like that trumpet player?
That trumpet player. That poor kid. What is the best gift you've ever received?
Why was the... Okay, if we're doing rapid fire, I was going to answer with life.
Perfect. My mom's answer, I asked her these questions. My mom's answer was my kids.
Oh.
No, come on. I need something
really?
Better than that.
Okay, well, what about what your mom and your dad had to do to get kids?
Right. That's a good gift.
Yeah, let's just move on from thinking about our parents doing it.
Oh, man. What is the most thoughtful gift you've ever given? Oh, see, that, like, you get all lit up.
Okay, so there was this girl that I dated when I lived in Atlanta, and she had a guitar teacher that was, like, lived in the woods, basically, mm-hmm. in North Carolina, and he taught her this one old folk song, and she forgot how to play it. So, for our anniversary, I found that guitar teacher, and I had him tab out the song in his own handwriting, and then I put it in a shadow box, and I gave it to her.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even have to ask any more questions.
Well, you can. She broke up with me on my birthday.
Why are people like this?
I don't know, because her birthday was like 3 days before mine, so I gave her that, and then... Why do you think I don't date anymore?
She thought you were crazy. I don't think you're crazy.
Right. I found this guitar teacher in the woods of North Carolina.
Yeah.
I had to PayPal him.
This whole story just sounds really sketchy. It sounds like something out of a movie.
It does. It just sounds like the Nigerian scam on Craigslist.
Who is your role model or who has had the biggest influence on your life? Don't say Taylor Swift.
That says it in there. Or are you adding that?
I actually put that in parentheses.
Okay. All
right. To make sure to conclude that.
It would be my uncle that passed away just a couple weeks ago. He taught me how to play guitar.
Oh.
And so he's like, he's my dude. He's playing guitar in heaven right now with like Jimi Hendrix. So that's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I was about to cuss, but I didn't.
I'm jealous. He's playing with Kurt Cobain because obviously Kurt Cobain's in heaven too. So he's playing with all the greats. That's what makes my heart happy.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my God. Keep asking questions.
Do you have any nicknames? J-Dog.
Nope.
No?
Oh God. I don't want to do this one on the radio.
The Silver Surfer.
Nope.
What's one thing?
Okay.
You got
the
one?
The answer is pee-pee.
Pee-pee?
Yes.
There's a story to that I want to hear.
There was an episode of The L Word, which was played a little while back, and the whole episode, they tied in different names for a lady's lady part. Mm. At the very end of the episode, I was watching it with a bunch of friends, I said, hey, you know, the one that they didn't say was pee-pee. Out of all the nicknames for lady parts, and then that became my nickname.
Jordan,
what?
You know,
don't call me.
I will. That's actually gonna be your name in my phone now.
No,
I've been around. I feel like apparently you've been around more lady parts than I have. I've never called it.
Oh my God!
Once she finished an 18,000 piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow! Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and friends.
You know, Dust in the Wind. I kind of had a feeling that once I came back from the bathroom, you would be gone.
No. I would never leave.
I didn't scare you off.
Actually,
with my
you
answers.
Put on a really good song, so that brings me to my next question. Do you want to go on a date with me to go see them? Because I actually already bought tickets.
Are you really asking me?
Yeah.
Don't you want to go with a prettier girl?
I don't. There's no one prettier.
You.
Mm. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I will. Yes. I will. Yes. I will. 1,000 times. Yes. Okay. So we are virtually, basically, going on a date right now.
Right.
This is the second time that you've come.
I set up candles. They can't see them.
Yes. It smells very nice in here. Thank you for picking vanilla.
You're welcome.
Nothing gets me in the mood like
Bath & Body Works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going on this is the second time that we've been together, that you've been on the show. So it basically kind of feels like a second date. And you want to get to know me.
Right.
Some more.
I think the people want to get to know you. And these are some very sporadic questions. So it keeps you on your toes.
I really, 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 really wish that I wouldn't have said what
pee-pee?
My nickname.
Pee-pee. Pee-pee-pee-pee-pee.
Dustin?
Yep.
Continue with the questions.
Okay. What's one thing you wish you had known as a freshman in college?
How to drink whiskey.
That's a good answer.
Wait a minute. I have a better answer.
No, you can make a list.
Okay.
Things. We'll do things. What's things you wish you'd known?
This story comes with this one. So I went to my friend's wedding. I went to college in North Carolina, early 2000s, and I went to this wedding. It was in the woods.
What is up with you in the North Carolina woods?
I spent a lot of time in the North Carolina woods.
Okay.
That's where I learned how to drink moonshine and started growing my beard. So I'm in the woods at this wedding, and there were no cute girls there. Nobody that I thought was anybody that I would talk to.
Okay.
Except for this one. This one.
There's always
woman,
one.
Right? So she's standing by the cooler where the beer is, and I go and I grab a beer, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to her. So I start talking to her. We start talking, and she goes, do you not recognize me? And I was like, no. Should I? And she's like, I'm your psychology teacher.
Oh.
I started hitting on my psychology teacher. Not only that, I didn't ever go to class, so I didn't know that that was my psychology teacher.
Dude. But she was pretty.
Yeah.
So I don't see a problem with
this. She failed me.
Because you hit on her?
No, because I didn't show up to class. I didn't even know she was my psychology teacher.
On.
We were like 2 months into the school year.
How'd she know you were her student?
That's a good question. Maybe she's obsessed.
She stalked all her students.
That must have been it.
How many siblings do you have?
One.
Boom. Easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider yourself a morning person or a night owl?
Both.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to start enjoying coffee? I still hate it.
When I moved to Seattle. So 20-something years, 22 years? You get used to it.
After 22 years, you know, that's the perfect way to start a relationship. Oh, you'll love them after 22 years.
Right, exactly. That's the unfair thing. I wish I would have moved here way earlier in life because I would have liked beer way earlier in life. I saw the amazing beer here in Kansas City.
Isn't beer great?
It is, but it wasn't when I turned 21 and I was drinking PBR.
No, don't knock PBR.
I'm sorry.
We won't have a third date. What do your parents do for a living?
My mom is a toll booth collector and my dad is a retired truck driver.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What quality is your automatic, and then it says some cuss words, no way when pursuing a potential relationship? So what quality do they have that you just can't stand?
Ironically, it's talking about themselves all the time and not asking questions, which is kind of what I'm doing right now.
That's fine. This works.
Yeah, I don't know how many dates that I have gone on, especially in the last place that I lived, where I was like, are you just like warming up for American Idol? What is this?
And are you guys preparing your acceptance speech for Miss Universe?
Yeah, today? Yeah, because they're just like, me. I'm like, okay. You. This is not a date if you're not asking me a single question.
Yeah,
back.
Hi, my name's Jordan. Thanks, you didn't catch that 3 hours ago when we started this date.
Right, right. You're so interesting with your me.
What are two of your bucket list items?
Outer space. I want to go to outer space.
Oh, there's another question on here, though.
Okay. Which is something that I always would get to. That's where girls would stop messaging me when I would message them on dating apps. If I got a match, they'd ask the question, like, where in the world, where would you want to go before you die? Number one place you want to go before you die. I would answer outer space, because I do.
Have you been to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida?
No, but that's not outer space. I need to go up there. I need to, like, space
exit. Yeah, but you get to look at it. You get to go, wow. And it helps fulfill that need and that want to go, okay, fine, whatever.
Maybe we'll go there on our third date.
Oh, that's a long road trip for a third date.
Bucket list.
I don't know that your guys' van will make it there.
That van is dead in the parking lot. It's ridiculous. My second bucket list item, when I drove the country in 2004 from North Carolina to Seattle, which is then where I met Laszlo and like this whole radio career started, I woke up it was South Dakota, I believe. I stayed there and woke up early in the morning, and this was 2004, so I didn't have GPS. I just had a map, and I was following the signs
a
of
what?
The city. Map.
Huh.
A map. It's
Neat.
Vintage now. It's vintage. So I saw a sign that said Mount Rushmore this way. So I was like, all right, well, I don't know if I'll ever be in this part of the country again. So I should probably go see Mount Rushmore. So I followed the sign, and then it's like, in 2 miles, turn right, Mount Rushmore. So I did that, and then I get to, there was not Mount Rushmore. There was another sign that said, in 3 miles, turn left. And so I just followed this for like a half hour, and then finally I get to this giant area where it's just straight across, and I get halfway through that, and I pull over, and I'm like, do I really care? Do I really care about seeing this thing? So now I have to see. I didn't.
But you're committed.
I turned around and I moved to Seattle.
What are you doing?
I know. So now on my bucket list, like the top, well, the second thing, because I want to go to outer space too, is to see Mount Rushmore with my own damn eyes.
You You were there. Okay. All right.
All right. This is going to have to be our last question.
Oh, that's fine.
For now.
Have you ever kept a New Year's resolution?
I think my scale at my house can tell you that answer is no.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex, Jordan Silver and Friends.
That was such a nice date.
Thank you.
You,
I did my best.
You did wonderful. We talked about me. You asked me questions.
I just wanted to get to know you. I think the Buzz family wanted to get to know you.
Do you kiss after the second date? Do you kiss after the first date?
Me? No.
When do you kiss?
Second or third.
So wait, we're getting close.
We're getting there.
Okay. Well, you know, you just spent, I don't know, 15 minutes asking me questions about myself. And there's really only one thing that I need to check off my list.
Yeah. What do you have to ask me?
Oh, I don't have to ask you anything. You're hot. Let's go on a third date.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
The new Samsung Galaxy Fold phone that's been all over the news. It's a piece of junk.
2 days into testing the new Galaxy Fold, Samsung's new $1,980 phone, the inside display is no longer working. The left side's just flashing at times, and the right side, you can't use at all.
Dude, that happened 2 days after someone was using it. That's it.
Piece of junk, man.
It's a piece of junk. Who's in charge of Samsung?
Hold on. Give me a second. Samsung CEO, Heenam Kim, Hyun Suk Kim, and Dongjin Ko.
If I spend $2,000 on a phone and it stopped working, I'm burning all of those people's houses down. But now I'm only thinking about food. Have you been to the Parlor in the Crossroads?
No, I've heard about it.
Okay, it's really cool. It's a building that has a bunch of different kinds of food.
Okay.
That you can eat there. There's a pizza place, a chicken place.
So when you're going on a date and she can't decide or doesn't want to decide, you just go there.
Yeah, so that you can have a bunch of places to pick from. Well, there won't be any Scandinavian food there as of next Saturday because they are closing down their part of.
I've never had Scandinavian food.
I guess that might be the problem. That might be the problem. What are some useful skills that you learned in college, Dustin?
Useful skills I learned in college.
Mm-hmm.
BSing is a big one.
Okay.
Winging it is another good one. Drinking to excess, but still being able to function the next day. You mean like practical skills?
Yeah, well, do you remember this show that this theme song came from? What was that, Dust in the Wind?
I have no idea.
Are you serious? No. You never watched Breaking Bad?
Oh, such a good show.
It's been so long that we've all kind of forgot the...
Well, I just skipped the intro. Netflix lets you do that.
I see. Well, a Japanese science teacher is in trouble because he taught his students in class how to make ecstasy.
Yes! Wait, where is that at?
It's in Japan.
Oh, okay, never
mind. And I'm sorry, that'll be a useful skill if you can't find any work.
Are you kidding me? You know how much money you can make? Nah,
now
I
you're
didn't
starting
say that.
To sound
I didn't say that.
Like Walter White. And you don't mess with old people.
No.
The people think they're frail, but they will...
They're dangerous.
...kick your butt. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Devil? Scary old lady.
No.
They're trapped in an elevator with a scary old lady.
Maybe...
Watch it.
Maybe this lady is something like the lady in Devil, because this guy tried to break into her car, and she did this.
So I grabbed my bat, I braced myself, I took that bat and hit him upside down, pa-ya! He said, oh!
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I'm about to do.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
I'm surprised more people don't know about the podcast.
It's surprising.
I get a lot of messages about people that miss something and then they want to know how it ends. And I'm like, I've got the podcast right here. You can listen to all of it. At the end of the show, I take all of the things that happened, get rid of the music because that is file sharing and that is illegal, and put all the talking parts together and put it up 96.5thebuzz.com. I like to have a title for every episode, and we've had so many things.
This is a long one.
Today, like, one should I pick?
We had Paya!
Paya! Yeah, after the lady with the baseball bat in the 710 News.
And then we had, it's our second date.
Right.
Which is very important.
Yes, yes.
But we're also discussed how we would burn people's houses down.
Right. And from your Tinder profile.
Oh, Cutie Got a Booty.
What do we pick as the episode title for today?
Cutie Got a Booty. I feel like it doesn't sum up the show well enough. You know, it was a good portion of the show.
So which one sums up the show? Second date or I'll burn your house down?
Well, I think that we've decided that after our second date, we're so compatible because we'd burn people's houses down.
Good.
Yeah, because that's the kind of people we are.
On the outside, we were going to be second date people, but no, it is really. I will burn.
We can't lie to the Buzz family.
Don't piss us off. We will burn your house down.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Darren, you remember when we saw 21 Pilots together?
Flaming car.
Yeah.
Flaming car. That is still one of the coolest things I think I've ever seen.
That was cool, but the fact that the lead singer was singing in one area of the arena, and then it goes black, and then a millisecond later, he was on the other side of the arena. That was crazy.
Magic.
Yeah. Or stunt doubles.
Flaming car.
Flaming
car. That was the coolest thing ever.
Flaming stunt doubles. That would have been even cooler. How's your morning going?
Good so far. I'm on top of things today.
How was your commute?
Fine.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay. How was last night with all the thunderstorms and stuff?
Joan's not a fan.
Yeah.
My dog is not a fan of the thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. He was buried underneath every cover he could find.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was just a thunderstorm. How did you fare with the thunderstorms? This was your first big storm. That was some crazy thunder and lightning last night, and you're on the 30th floor.
Mm-hmm. It was very pretty because it lit up my whole entire apartment every single time there would be lightning. But it was also annoying because I wanted to watch it, but I couldn't because it was 8:15 and I needed to go to bed. It's a shame. So, like, Mother Nature, if you're listening, can you please start the thunder and lightning storms?
Well, there was another round that came through kind of late. It woke me up at one point. That was just the loudest claps of thunder.
Holy crap.
And I figured that maybe you were awake at that point.
No.
It was like 2, maybe?
What does this say about my personality? That even destructive storms can't wake me up.
Oh. Okay.
The real question, the one that's been burning me to ask, is how fast you got a corn hoodie and JNCO jeans? Because that is the outfit that you're wearing right now.
No, I'm telling you, that is not my 90s. No. That is not my 90s. I sent you a picture. Steve Madden is bringing back the flip-flops that I used to wear with nothing, but I wore the flowy dresses and the chokers and the denim vests. I was the girliest, preppiest 90s person ever. Not JNCO and Korn. I didn't even know who Korn was.
Well, then why are you wearing a giant, oversized Korn hoodie right now?
Yep, nope. Charlie Hustle is what I'm wearing right now.
No, nope. That says Korn with the backwards R.
No.
It's theater of the mind. They don't have to know that you're not wearing
a Korn. They know me well enough to know that I'm not wearing a Korn hoodie. Charlie Hustle all day.
Great. So now I've lied to the Buzz family. Is this a good note to end on?
I'm telling you, your 90s fashion was way different than my 90s fashion.
Yeah, it was. It was because I
don't even know anybody. Nobody at my high school wore JNCO jeans.
Why not? Those were all the rage in like 1993.
I lived in Diamond, Missouri, so it was nothing but Wranglers and brush poppers.
What?
Exactly.
I know I'm going to be the odd man out here, but I have to ask, what is a brush popper?
It's, you know, okay, let's go back this way. Old school Garth Brooks, when he wore the crazy shirts.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Those are called brush poppers?
Some of them were. Like the female version, they were called brush poppers.
Oh my God, can we please? It's Thursday.
I had matching Roper boots for all of my colored shirts, and then I turned into the flowy skirt 90s.
It's Thursday.
Girl.
It's Throwback Thursday. Can you please put a picture of that up on the Buzz's Instagram?
If I can find, I don't even know if I have any of those old pictures. My mom has them, but she's 3 hours away.
But she has a phone, right? Maybe she could take a picture of it and send it to you.
Maybe.
I would love to see that.
But yeah, you keep throwing out the JNCOs. No, JNCOs were not a thing for me. That was a big city thing. Not me. I grew up in the middle of nowhere.
I was in Maine. That's not a big city.
Come to Diamond.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.